With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. As invasive species continue to pop up in Michigan, the state is organizing to fight them. With the help of a $3.6 million grant, Michigan has created regional programs to battle invasive species. They're called CISMAs, or Cooperative Invasive Species Management Areas. They aim to find and treat invasives, but they can't do it alone. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, state environmental stewards need everyday people to help stop the spread of invasive species.
Drew Fontaine works for the excavating company Cripps Fontaine on Douglas Avenue in Cooper Township. When a tall, woody plant sprung up along the border between Cripps Fontaine and Cooper Cafe next door, Fontaine says he didn't think anything of it.
I had no idea. Nope. And it's not ugly. It's kind of a nice barrier.
That plant turned out to be Japanese knotweed, an invasive species so tough it can push through volcanic rock.
So you can imagine what it can do to sidewalks and foundations. There's been pictures of people finding the plant growing through their foundation and into their basement.
Ryan Kozatek is the stewardship field director for the Kalamazoo Nature Center and coordinator of the new invasive species management area covering Barry, Calhoun, and Kalamazoo counties. He found the weed the other day while driving past Cripps Fontaine.
I mean, it's got a real... You can tell how sturdy this stuff is when it's dry.
Japanese knotweed is almost impossible to kill. Kozatek says cut it down and it only grows larger.
So it really enjoys the haircut.
Kozatek says knotweed isn't a huge problem in southwest Michigan yet, but it could become one. Hannah Hudson is the tall grass and weed inspector for the city of Kalamazoo. She says the city is pretty worried about knotweed. It doesn't want to have a situation like Alpena, a city in the northeast corner of the Lower Peninsula.
Someone brought it in as a decorative, took clippings from it, and put it in the city compost. And then people came to the city compost to get compost for their yards and unknowingly moved the plant into their yards. And so from what I read, the city of Alpena, or maybe a smaller section of Alpena, basically it's growing everywhere. And so they've had to have like a third party come in and say, well, because the city kind of distributed it and stuff, we'll take care of it for you, which is a really expensive procedure and it takes a really long time.
The problem is even worse in the United Kingdom. According to British newspaper The Daily Telegraph, the UK spends more than $230 million a year removing Japanese knotweed. So how do you fight such a plant? First, you have to find out where it is. To do that, Kozatek wants to form a kind of neighborhood watch, basically a team of residents to spot and report invasive plants. Kozatek says that team will help the CISMA survey about 9,000 acres for invasives in southwest Michigan.
So we can not only inform people, but actually give them something to do with that information, so they're not leaving a workshop feeling that, okay, information is great, now what?
The CISMA also plans to educate about 1,000 residents through flyers and mailers about invasive species in their area. Back at Cripps Fontaine, Drew Fontaine says his workers are keeping an eye out for Japanese knotweed.
So we'll take care of it at our site, and hopefully we can help take care of it at other sites as well.
You can find out more about how to spot and report invasive species in southwest Michigan through the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.